One Up Me Podcast.
Welcome to the One Up Me Podcast. Thank you everybody that's listened so far. You've made it to episode three. Three different views of Bloodborne.
Episode three.
So, before we start the show, we're going to talk about what we've been playing so far. So, I took my Switch out into the wild, finally, to Go ahead.
So, he doesn't feel really awkward.
Oh, that's true.
We actually have a friend with us today. He's been, we thought we'd get him on because we kind of wanted to, he started playing Bloodborne a week or two ago. And we wanted to see, like, what his thoughts are compared to ours, because we have different play times on it. You want to introduce yourself, Jake?
What's up? I'm Jake. I really love video games, so I thought it'd be interesting to come on here and talk about them with Ryan and Jordan, talk about my scrub experience with Bloodborne. Really fun game, but it's really cooking my butt.
All right. So, obviously, he's been playing Bloodborne. We'll save that for later, because that is, like, the big topic, as he opens a cola.
Yeah, open my...
a nice Jordan, old cola.
What have you been playing lately?
I've been playing a lot of Overwatch lately, just grinding and deathmatch, just trying to get better at some heroes, but I took my Switch out in the wild, like, in the real world.
Last week.
And it was very interesting. I was just sitting at a shop having a cup of tea, and people were like, "What is that thing?" I'm like, a Switch?
Man, they acting like they don't know. They know what it is. That's a
I know.
Switch, baby.
Yeah. I'm like, this kid came around the corner. He's like, "Mom, and it's no Switch." And like, came up and tried touching it. And his mom, like, kind of like, "Billy, don't touch that." And I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm just trying to beat this boss on Mario. Like, just leave me alone, please."
Man, Switch is awesome.
So, what have you been playing, Ryan?
Overwatch, of course.
Yeah. I think we've all been playing Overwatch at least a little bit. I have so much trouble with my internet though that just throws me into a rage when I get kicked like four or five games. Just want to blow my desk.
You definitely need to get better.
We can't really play competitive with Ryan because he will get kicked
constantly. Yeah. It's a constant struggle. It's like what's the name of that book? Where the woman has to decide which of her children to kill or something.
It's like that sounds pretty dark, man. I don't know.
It's somebody's decision, but she has to decide which one of her kids dies. That's pretty much what I have to deal with every time I turn on competitive.
That sounds
how is it like deciding which one of your kids died? What?
It just sucks, I guess.
That's mine for you, folks.
That's so sad.
Sorry if I cough a little bit. I've been under the weather for the last few days.
We're trying to get him feeling better with positive energy and lots of drugs. So
yeah, exactly.
How do you feel about this new, some of the new Overwatch changes that are happening?
I hate Bridget so much.
I don't like Bridget either. Like, when will these changes actually go live? Because I haven't played Overwatch in a couple weeks. So.
Pretty soon. Like, the competitive season, I think it has, like, maybe 4 days left now.
Yeah.
If that.
It's three or four, I think. I think so.
The competitive season ends April 27th.
I know what y'all told me about. The change to Lucio about how he'll be able to wall run around corners and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Like, that would... Like, if I had had that when I was playing on PS4, that would have been so awesome. That'll help console players out a lot, I think, because it's just harder to wall run on console, in my opinion. It's so much easier with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah,
like, I don't really have a problem with that on a mouse and keyboard, but with console, I hated it.
Yeah, that's the fact true. That you won't... Like, get disconnected is easy, like, when you're going around corners.
Yeah.
That's going to help a lot.
Yeah. So, as a Tracer player, how do you feel about the changes to her, Ryan?
I think it's stupid.
What are they changing?
They're nerfing... The only thing that they're nerfing is her ultimate. They're reducing the damage from 400 to 300.
No, but I don't think... I don't feel like her nerf needs to nerf.
She has one of the only skilled ultimates, skill-based ultimates in the game.
Because, like, you got to get right up close
you gotta get
and stick
up
them. Yeah,
inside
you
somebody's butthole.
And like, then teleport out of
and
there.
And then get out of there. Like, besides,
I mean, if you stick it to a tank, it's not going to kill them.
No, I mean, usually what you could...
I mean, like, a Junkrat Riptire can kill a tank.
Yeah, it can kill like three tanks.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. Besides, like, her and Genji, there's not that many skill-based ultimates in the game. Most of them are just, like,
point and do it, yeah.
I think a lot of the skill with ults in that game depend on, you know,
timing and
how
stuff.
You use them, combine them with your team. But, I mean, you know, that's another topic. We're not here to talk about Overwatch.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too far. I guess I can talk about what games I've been playing. The game I've been playing the most, I haven't been able to play that much because of school. Just stressing me out to the absolute max.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Is Ni No Kuni 2.
Oh,
I like it.
Game.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's really fun.
I've been wanting to play the first one.
I like the first one. I ended up selling my PS3 before I finished it, but I don't think I like it quite as much as the first one, but it's really good.
I like it more than the first one.
In the first one, they had this kind of Pokemon-esque capture monsters type deal, and that's completely gone. Now it's like a real-time strategy RPG, kind of.
It's like
Halo Wars?
No, I hate that kind of game. It's not that
Japanese
deep.
Japanese RPG
okay.
style.
It's just I feel like I'm not saying it. There's strategy to it, but it's like separated. The combat is just like open, I guess. You can like run around and hit people. And then you have like these little minion things that not like minion from the Despicable Me, but they run around and you collect them. So it is you kind of collect little monsters, but you go up to like a group of them and you'll press X, and they'll activate an ability they have.
Yeah,
yeah, they're actually
all
pretty
these
useful.
Tactical type moments where like you're commanding an army or something.
Okay. Yeah, those are actually pretty cool. It's like army versus army
kind
of a thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about 5 or 6 hours in, so I just kind of now got to that part.
Yeah,
and then, I haven't even gotten to the kingdom building. Have you?
I have, and it's that's when I realized how much time and effort they actually put into this game. Like, I understood it, but that really like brought it home to me and kind of helped me, because I knew they spent tons of time and energy on the beautiful music and the art and everything. But when you finally get your kingdom up and going, it's like, what? You could spend hours just doing that. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. And it's actually important to the game, too. Like, and it changes how you play the game without, you know, spoiling anything for anybody. But it helps you play the game exactly how you personally want to play it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting to that area of the game as well. Then, of course, I've always got this backlog of games. The Witcher, Final Fantasy XV, Persona 5, which I never finished. I've got about 30 hours into that, so I've got about 70 hours to go.
You're one of those guys. You're one of those people that'll you start a game, and then you don't finish it, and you go to another game.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that doesn't want to go to the next game until I finish the one that I'm currently playing.
Yeah,
that's a lot. I just bounce between games. I have to, like, I know I can't play Ni No Kuni 2 and different games like that on certain days because I can't emotionally invest myself into a game and then, like, go to work because I'll be like, so-and-so happened in this game, and I'm all torn up about it.
I haven't really gotten in. I mean, no spoilers since it's such a new game. But,
yeah, but I'm just talking about games in general, like, you know, playing like a adventure style game, like a story based game and whatnot. I know I get deep into the story sometimes, and
I haven't gotten to that part in that game yet, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I forgot who tweeted it out, but somebody, I feel like it was Steam or somebody, but they were pretty much asking, how many games do you have in your library? And then how many games do you actually play? And everyone was like, I play one game, or I play five games. And, you know, they have, like, thousands of games and hundreds of games, and they only play, like, a handful of them and stuff. And so it was interesting to see that how, you know, we all find our little bubble of games sort of a thing, and we stick to it, and we kind of just don't really ever venture out.
Yeah, are there any other games that y'all been playing?
That I've been playing right now.
Yeah, either one of you besides Bloodborne, because...
I mean, like I said, I like to play a game until I beat it, so Bloodborne's the only thing I've been playing right now.
Yeah.
I've recently finally finished Final Fantasy 15. Gosh, took me I took a really long break from that game.
I need to get
like the DLCs and play those.
Did you update that chapter that people didn't like? Did you get that update? Oh, was it chapter 13 or something that people didn't like?
Yeah,
I haven't even gotten there yet. I don't know. I'm like 10 hours in, maybe.
Wow, okay.
What about you, Jordan?
I haven't played it.
Yeah. What about you? Play any other games, though, lately?
Let's see. I've been playing Super Mario Odyssey. I picked some... What's it called? Let me look at my... there it is. Yeah, I played some Dub Wars earlier today, so it takes... takes like different dubstep songs and stuff from up and coming artists. Well, maybe they're not up and coming, but just artists in general, and you have to fly around a little ship. So imagine like Space Invaders with like dubstep music. And
what is
like
that game?
Dub Wars.
I gotta say, man, that sounds terrible.
What is it? What do you do?
So it's like,
what's the game you were telling me about?
Yeah, it's like Space Invaders with like dubstep music, and like your weapons react to the music that's playing, and so you have to last as long as the song does, kind of a thing. And that's all it really is. You're just flying a spaceship, and it's and the weapons react to different dubstep sounds and whatnot.
That sounds like a cool concept, but I just freaking hate dubstep music.
Man, I don't know
if I could play that.
I did love
the dubstep canon in Saints Row 3, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a fun weapon to use, but
I think I'd agree. In concept that could be cool, but I freaking hate the boom boom.
Yep. If you definitely don't like electronic music, you wouldn't like that game. No. But it was free with my Twitch Prime that I had, so I figured I'd download it and try it while I was listening to a podcast earlier today. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's all I've really been playing. I've really just been playing a lot of Overwatch and a lot of Splatoon 2 and Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, I just haven't been playing that many games in general because of school. It's driving me insane. I just want to pick up God of War, though. Like, it just looks so good.
It looks amazing. I would love to play it. I love God of War, one of my favorite game series. I love those action adventure hack and slash type games.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm really excited to play God of War.
And, I mean, it's obviously a lot. It's obviously very different from what it used to be, but it still looks incredible.
Well, I mean, he killed all the Greek gods. Yeah, different. He gotta go on and kill someone else now.
I mean, like the gameplay. Well, there's an actual story and stuff.
Yeah,
it's definitely, they definitely one up themselves on that.
Mm-hmm.
So what got both of you into Bloodborne? I obviously never played it because I don't have access to a PS4.
Well, no, I've been wanting to play. I still haven't played any of the Dark Souls games. Whenever they came out, one of my friends who's really good at video games, he was talking about how hard it was, and I was like, man, I don't know if I would like a game like that. But then, you know, after a while I got more into RPGs and stuff, and I've been wanting to play them and just haven't got a chance. And then Ryan had Bloodborne and he let me borrow it last week, and so I've been playing it, and it's a really great game. Having a lot of fun with it.
What do you think of the combat style as a new player to it?
I like it. I mean, it took a bit of getting used to, like having to manage your stamina bar and stuff. For those of you that don't know, you have a stamina bar in this game. Every time you run or swing your weapon, it drains some of your stamina. And, you know, I play games like God of War and Devil May Cry. Like, those are some of my favorite games. You can do crazy combos in those games without having to worry about a stamina bar, right? And so I get in this game and try to do some crazy combos like that, and I get my butt kicked. Because I run out of stamina and I can't dodge people.
Yeah, you're just gonna take it if you try to fight like a hack and slash type game.
Yeah, but it's a game that definitely took some getting used to. You know, having to learn how to manage your stamina bar, and like at first the game is overwhelming because like you don't have a map. There's no objective markers. I'm like, oh crap. Like, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? But eventually you figure it out, you know. You just have to run around the area and open doors one at a time, you know. Kind of like playing Call of Duty Zombies. You start off in a smaller area, and then you have to open doors as you go, you know?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
It's almost, in a way, a survival horror game, too.
It kind of is, yeah. There are some horror elements to it, and I really like it, you know, all the different kinds of beasts in the game.
Like how...
Like the bosses and stuff. The bosses look amazing.
Bosses are... That game is absolutely gorgeous.
And, yeah, and I think, like, from software, you know, they do a good job with this kind of stuff. Like, I've seen some of the bosses from the Dark Souls games, even though I haven't played them yet, but they look horrifying.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
My God. Then so they kind of brought that art style into Bloodborne, too, and it just makes it look really good. It fits with the story, you know, the setting, like, dark and depressing, and
I like the,
you're constantly attacked by monsters.
Like the Victorian England, like, late... 19th century setting.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite time periods and stuff, like with Sherlock Holmes and Jack the Ripper and all that crap.
One of my favorite streamers.
I absolutely would not want to live in that time
period. No,
not at all.
You would probably die a horrible death.
One of my favorite streamers did play Bloodborne a little bit, and it was interesting to see just how bloody it is and how insane
it
is.
Yeah. Yeah,
and what drew me to it was definitely the fact that I'm a big H.P. Lovecraft fan. I might not be able to quote everything he's ever written or whatever, but I definitely enjoy what he writes
wrote. Isn't he? Did he turn out to be like a raving racist or something?
Probably. Yeah,
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
I've never read any of his stuff.
I'm pretty sure, like,
he's like the grandfather of all horror stuff. You know, he came out with Cthulhu and all these other things.
You know what Lovecraft thinks is a cosmic horror. Because, you know, he's a racist, is what I was saying.
Yep. But this is definitely if I ever do get a PS4, because that God of War edition definitely is calling my name. I need to go. Shouldn't go buy
it. But the problem is you gotta spend like $450 to buy God of War.
I know.
I think it would be awesome if you got a PS4 and then, like, we could all play Bloodborne online together.
Yeah, then
it's multiplayer, too?
It is. And see, they do the multiplayer, like, I think the multiplayer works like Borderlands. The more people you have in your party, the harder the bosses are.
Probably.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's how they do it. And so, yeah, I think that would be a really fun experience.
I don't think it ever, like, catches up, though. Like, it never... Like, if you have four people beating the crap out of one of the bosses, you know... You're probably going to win.
But, I mean, since I haven't tried it yet, I don't know how much the bosses scale in difficulty. Because I know, like, with Borderlands, even if you had four people, some of those bosses are really freaking hard. They will still destroy you.
Yeah,
they have tons of health. It takes forever to kill them.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm pretty sure they probably did it like that.
You like how, like, wet everything is in Bloodborne?
I love how you'll kill a group of enemies at the beginning of a level and get covered in blood, and like you go through the entire level covered in blood. Yeah. It's crazy.
Just like caked in blood.
Yeah, like head to toe covered in blood everywhere. A very bloody game.
It's a bloody good time.
I ought to smack you right now. Please doing this stupid pun.
I guess. Of course, like I said, Jordan's never played it because he doesn't have a PS4. I've put about 100 hours into it. How long have you played it?
Not long. Only about 15, 16 hours. Right. Something like that. Yeah.
What have you done so far?
Like, I've gotten to the second level, I guess you would call it. Like, I just killed the, what's it called? Bloodthirsty Beast.
Bloodstarved Beast.
The what?
Bloodstarved Beast.
Yeah, Bloodstarved Beast. Yeah, like, yeah. I just killed that. That's as far as I've gotten.
I had an easy boss. I mean, there's only...
Yeah, the Bloodthirsty Beast was really easy, like, compared to...
Compared to others, yeah, you could say
Compared to one of the first bosses in the game.
Father Gascoigne.
Father what?
Gascoigne.
I can't pronounce it. I call him Father G, or Papa G, whatever you want to call him. Yeah, Papa G kicked my butt. I died, like, 9 times in that fight.
I just went to YouTube and typed in Bloodborne, and I'm watching a montage of people die. This game is beautiful. But oh my gosh, I would have some traumatic experiences if I died the way these people did.
This
is insane.
I made sure that I take a Xanax before I start playing. So I'm kind of relaxed, and I won't like rage quit and throw my controller at the TV.
I guess
these bosses and monsters are disgusting.
Yeah. I know, man. Yeah. That's what like this company From Software. No, they also made the Dark Souls games. Like I said earlier, the bosses in the Dark Souls games look like stuff straight out of your nightmares. I mean, they're horrifying.
They really are.
It's crazy.
This thing is so disgusting.
Which one is it?
Bloodletting Beast.
Yeah.
Bloodletting Beast.
I think I've seen that one on
like a
Twitch stream or something.
It's like
that doesn't sound familiar.
It's a wolf that got beast? No, the screen says Bloodletting Beast.
I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, but it looks like a wolf if the wolf gets
Bloodborne bosses.
Skinned alive and then lit on fire.
Bloodletting. Oh wait. Sorry. Great podcast material.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Muggle? I mean, he's not even that bad, really, compared to a lot of other things.
Oh well, no, he looks pretty disgusting to me.
Wait till you.
What the hell is that
look
thing?
Look at some of the look at some of the giant spiders that have human heads.
Those
are crazy.
This person's fighting.
Oh man, if you want to look up Bloodborne, Daughter of the Cosmos.
Okay. Well, right now I'm watching this person fight Amygdala.
Oh, amygdala.
Amygdala.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a part of your brain.
Yeah, I know.
The amygdala.
I know. They did it on purpose.
Okay, so it's something.
It's the part of your brain that is responsible for fear, I think.
Yeah, your emotions. And
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
So that's why they made.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured there was probably some kind of reference there.
So, we talked about earlier how Jake got into the game because I let him. I mean, he wanted to play it, but I let him borrow. I got into it, I guess, the year it released, it was like, was it 2015, 2016?
Something like that.
But I thought it looked cool, but I ended up watching a Kid Icarus video, this British YouTuber, and he gave the game like the highest review, like just nothing but glowing.
The game got really great reviews when
it
came out.
It's like 9s and 10s across the board, kind of like God of War. So I was like, I have to pick this game up, and man, I'm kind of ashamed to say I still haven't beaten it though. Like, I've had it for 2 years and I haven't beaten it.
This Daughter of the Cosmos is not winning any beauty contest. What is wrong with their face?
Like a big bowl of noodles.
It looks like the flying spaghetti monster gets raped by a pomegranate.
Yeah, it kind of does.
That's
like
pretty
ew.
Put a graphic way of putting it there.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I don't even
want
to look.
Yeah.
The game is kind of disgusting the way that some of the monsters look, and of course, all the blood and stuff. But
man,
besides the way it looks, it also feels like incredible just to play.
Yeah, it does. It's a really fun game.
Like, just the action is so well paced.
It is.
And I don't know how long it took you. But it took me like 10 hours to get to that first area.
Oh, yeah. It took me several hours to get to the first level because I didn't know what I was doing. I was dying a whole lot more.
Handed to me.
Yeah. You will get your butt handed to you the first time that you play Bloodborne or any other Dark Souls games.
I walked up to the first human that you see in the game. And I was like, walked up to him like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I was like, going to talk to him. He's like, yeah! And just destroyed me. I was like,
The first human you see in the game?
Yeah.
Like, was it one of those guys with, like, a torch and an axe or something?
Yeah.
Like, no. That dude did not look human at all. He's like a fucking wolf man.
Well, I didn't know. He had, like, a top hat on. I don't know. Werewolves don't wear top hats.
So, for the record, anybody that wears a top hat, Ryan will happily walk up to them and do whatever they want. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
What?
Well, Did you not hear what he said?
Werewolves wearing top hats.
Nah.
I missed it.
I said you'll do anything for anybody that has a top hat on, you know, because they're gentlemen.
Wink, wink.
Ryan should probably avoid people with top hats, I guess.
I think everybody should avoid people with top hats.
I mean, honestly, if I see somebody wearing a top hat in public nowadays, I will definitely walk the other way because they're definitely going to do something.
They're probably one evil. Of those. It's probably going to be like one of those edgy kids or something.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
well,
that's not where I thought you were going to go with that, but that's good. Mother, brother, sister, wife.
Oh man, that's a deep inside joke that I'm sure the people on the podcast will relate to.
Oh yeah, that group of people at our local card shop.
Yeah, this is family at a local card shop that are
that plays magic. They all play magic.
Let's just say they're quirky. I don't want to be too mean or anything.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at they're quirky.
Yeah,
that's the nicest way to say that. That's
a very nice way to put it.
There's a lot of after watching some of these videos, there's a lot of interesting colors they use
in this game.
Yeah, they use a lot of purples and blues.
Yeah, it looks great. The game looks great. The graphics are good. The colors are awesome. The setting, you know, the way they did everything.
Purple is an underrated color.
It is. I'm
looking at your screensaver right now, and you got this big purple guy from Dragon Ball Super. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, it's Topo from Dragon Ball Super.
Nice.
Like, his whole screen is purple.
Yeah, I think purple has become my favorite color. It goes back and forth between purple and blue. But, yeah, the game changes as you go. Like, those things that you were using, the insights, the more you get, if you get a certain amount of those, the game starts to, change around you. Because it's like you're gaining insight to what the world actually looks like.
Wow, what do you mean change? Like, how does it change?
Like, the sky, turns purple and stuff, and the enemies literally will get new attacks and become...
So, did the game get harder?
Yes, if you get a lot of insight, the game actually gets harder.
Well, maybe I shouldn't dock up on insight.
Yeah, you
should. I'm already getting my butt kicked as it is in this game.
But it doesn't... I don't think the insight really comes into effect, because you won't get enough. It's like 50.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get 50 insight, things start to, change.
Yeah.
What about the game keeps you coming back to play it?
Victory. Just, conquering it and saying...
I mean, like...
No, you sit down.
Okay.
I mean, I just love RPGs and you know, action games. And, I mean, this is an action RPG, right?
Yeah, it is.
I just love those kind of games.
It feels so good.
And this game is just it's really challenging, and you get a sense of accomplishment whenever you beat a boss, because it's such a challenge. You feel like a really good sense of accomplishment.
Even the simplest enemies in the game, if you're not paying attention, will destroy you.
Yeah.
This thing is disgusting. I'm watching this man lizard person fight this squid thing on this sand water stuff. This game, I'm definitely going to have nightmares tonight.
All this to look forward to as the game goes on.
The game is...
It gets worse, man.
Yeah, the game is gross.
It gets grosser.
It's very bloody. I mean, I like this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love horror movies and stuff, and so, you know, I like fighting all these big monsters. And that's kind of what it reminds me of, is some, monster movies and stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Except, I don't know.
Except you're actually dying over and over again.
it's the hardest survival horror game ever.
I guess you could call it survival horror.
Yeah, in a way it is. It'll put you in your place.
It will.
But the game, it's...
I'm getting a phone call from my dad right now. I'm not going to answer it.
The game...
Call him back later.
I don't know. Maybe I'm saying the same things. But it just feels so good to kill this stuff, you know?
Yeah, because, like I said, the game's so challenging. It's so
challenging, exactly. And,
you know, whenever you finally kill some of these really challenging bosses, you get this big sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to also talk to other people who played the game and compare how many times it took you until they're I beat him. There's a boss a little later in the game called the Shadows of Yharnam.
I've seen a video of someone fighting him.
Yeah, I beat him in one try.
Nice.
And I was like, holy crap, that felt amazing.
Yeah.
Because that's probably one of my favorite boss fights. It's just so, you're jumping out. There's this stadium, and you're jumping all around the place. And if you let the fight go on long enough, like these giant snakes come out of the ground and start attacking you. Crap. And I'm just like, I take one of them down. I was like, one on two, and then I take another one down, but I don't get them all down in time, so the snakes just burst through. Mm-hmm. So I'm like jumping all over the stage.
Yeah.
And my health is so low. I think I only have like one or two blood balls left. So I'm just like, screw it. Just like dash in, take the final shot, take him down. I'm like, heck yeah, boy. Hell yeah.
It definitely feels like one of those games you could definitely feel accomplished in playing exactly. After you had like a terrible day.
Yeah.
And like you just come in, it's like, I'm going to destroy something today. And then,
yeah, well I don't know. If I've had a terrible day, then I'm probably going to get on that game and die over and over again and just get even more salty.
There is a cathartic element to it, I think, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if...
I know my experience playing the first couple levels... right, let me tell you something. Like, Brian was watching me play a few days ago, right? And I picked up some antidotes. It says healed poison. I'm like, when will I actually need this? Like, how much will I be poisoned, Ryan? Like, they're not any good. You won't be using them. So I get to the next level, like, to old Yarnum. All these freaking wolf people there. You know what they do when they hit you, Ryan? They poison you. They poison you. You're like, ah, you won't need those antidotes. Then I'm getting poisoned left and right. And then the Bloodstarred Beast, you know what it does when it hits you? It poisons you. And that poison drains your health very fast. It's a really strong poison. You know how it killed me the first time? The freaking poison. I didn't have enough antidotes.
Maybe I'm just too good.
And the poison drains your health. So the kid.
I'm just so good.
Tell me I'm not going to need the antidotes. And then the boss and half of the monsters in the next level sit there and poison you.
I was thinking it wasn't until later when you needed it.
It's the second level. It's the second level when you need antidotes.
I thought it was like way down the line.
Yeah, no. But I mean, Ryan watched me fight Papa G, and Ryan's like coaching me through the fight, you know, like yelling, back up, heal, like don't get too aggressive, like I actually beat him. I'm like, man, I need like a little Ryan sitting on my shoulder whenever I'm playing this game, just like yelling, making call out for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why can't you make the call out that good when we play Overwatch?
I don't know.
On, kid.
Because he doesn't need an internet connection to play Bloodborne.
That's true.
So, does it trigger you guys when people say Bloodborne is just a sneaky way for people to start playing Dark Souls?
Just a wet way?
A sneaky way to start playing Dark Souls. A lot of people online have compared Dark Souls and Bloodborne.
I haven't heard anyone say that, but like I just got into the game, so.
I mean, I haven't heard a lot of people say anything like that, but no.
I mean, I don't see why it would matter. They're made by the same company. Like I said, I just haven't really had the time to get around to Dark Souls, and Ryan happened to have Bloodborne and let me borrow it. I mean, if he had had Dark Souls, I would have said, let me borrow Dark Souls, you know?
I mean, Bloodborne's better anyway. Bloodborne's the best Souls game.
No, well, like I said, I haven't played Dark Souls yet, so I can't say my opinion on that. But
well, Dark Souls Remaster's coming out, so you can get that.
Cool. Is it a remaster of the first one? For, like, PS4?
PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch.
I might get it on PC then.
I'm definitely probably going to get it on Switch because nothing will make me more satisfied than snapping my Switch in half in a car ride. Wow. That sounds very enjoyable.
And then you're going to regret it right after you do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, crap. So I'll probably just watch people play Dark Souls on their Switch.
Yeah. Thinking about like hard games like this, the last game that I can remember playing that was this hard was like Ninja Gaiden 2 on Xbox 360.
That's been a while ago.
That game is really hard.
I mean,
I never even beat it, I don't think. Like, I was a kid whenever I got it.
I played some game on the PS, Ninja Gaiden game on the PS3. I can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. It might have been what it was.
Was it Razor's Edge, Ninja Gaiden 3? Because that one's not near as hard as the second one.
I don't remember.
Nowhere near as hard as
I think it was called, like, Sigma or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But the last hard game I played, talked about it on here before, was Celeste. I think that game actually might be harder than Bloodborne.
Which one?
Celeste.
Celeste?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Super Meat Boy meets a girl. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I remember. You told me about it. Yeah. I haven't played many games like that.
Yeah, I've only played pretty much Super Meat Boy and Celeste as far as like super hard platforms go, but Celeste is amazing. So I do like hard games. I've discovered that in the last few years. I mean, most of them aren't my favorite, but if they're made well, no.
Yeah. Well, what you need to do is one of my favorite game series is Devil May Cry. Like, there'll be some harder modes on there. Yeah. Like
the base modes. One of them is like
Yeah, one of them is like Dante Must Die mode. Yeah, I think that's the mode where like you die in one hit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
if you want to try some hard game, try that.
Yeah, is Dante Must Die, is that the one where you die in one hit but your enemies don't?
Yeah, I think like there's different modes. I don't remember. I think they might call it something different in each of the Devil May Cry games. It's been a while since I played it.
The newest one, the remake, was Dante Must Die.
Yeah. And yeah, there are modes where you die in one hit, but the enemy don't. There are modes where you both die in one hit.
I could see that. I could see that being possible.
Yeah.
But not likely for me.
I mean, you just gotta be quick and just keep dodging and stuff. Like, I haven't tried it yet, but it sounds like it'd be really hard.
It seems in my opinion, hard games have kind of come back in the last. I mean, I guess
they definitely stopped for a while. It was a lot of exactly. Minecrafts and Terrarias and stuff like that.
Minecraft is a hard game.
Oh yeah, hardest game in the world.
Just turn on right next mode. To Stardew Valley, man. You know,
right next to what?
Stardew Valley. You know, Stardew Valley, yeah, Terraria, Stardew Valley and really hard. Minecraft, the trinity of hardest games ever.
I can't tell if y'all are just screwing with me or not. Right,
Stardew Valley is a farm simulator.
It's a what?
It's a farming simulator.
Oh.
And Minecraft is a building simulator, and Terraria is a dungeon crawler, pretty much.
I've never played Minecraft. It doesn't look interesting to me.
I don't like it.
You're not missing much.
No, okay. I don't understand all the craze behind it. Like,
it
doesn't look like a fun game to me.
No, I don't really like it. Let's see. Have either one of y'all played Cuphead?
No, I haven't played Cuphead yet.
I've seen people play Cuphead, but I haven't, like, bought it yet.
Yeah, it looks really fun. I want to play it.
I just haven't bought it. It's on my wish list.
Yeah, it's on.
If you want
to. I didn't realize it was going to be on PC as well as Xbox.
I didn't know it was on Xbox.
Well, it came out last year, obviously.
Okay.
But still haven't gotten it. I'm just glad it's on Steam, not like the Windows Store. Cause Sea of Thieves is on the Windows Store, not Steam.
What is
Sea of Thieves?
Oh,
that rare game.
The new pirate game that you can play.
Mm. Yeah, it looks cool, but
is that Ubisoft game? No.
No, it's Rare.
No.
People who made Banjo-Kazooie and.
I'm thinking of that Ubisoft game isn't even out yet. The one I'm thinking of. Ubisoft is making, like, this new pirate game.
I know you're talking about.
Because I remember in Assassin's Creed 3 and Black Flag, you know, my favorite part of the games was selling the ship. Yeah, right. And I was like, Ubisoft needs to make a game that's, like, entirely based around this, and now they are.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Is there any ocean aquatic stuff in Bloodborne, or is it just really, like,
I haven't gotten that far yet, so I don't know.
No, there's not.
There's not.
I mean, there's a lake.
Okay.
Is it a lake of tears? Of salty tears of people that have died to the game?
Yeah.
I wonder what percentage of people quit within, like, you know, an hour.
And, like, never played it again?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a good many.
I don't know. According to Reddit, this guy put 56 hours into it and finally got 100%.
Oh, I put 100
hours. 56 hours?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Cool. Yeah.
Actually.
That's great. Sounds good to me compared.
Yeah, that's really good, actually.
For an RPG, I mean.
For an RPG, that's But I've never played an RPG games.
Like this, so I don't know if 56 hours is a lot of time for this game or not.
I mean, it's hard. It would be hard to beat this game in 56 hours, probably.
Especially 100%. That's saying something. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah. But, like. We've been talking about all these hard games. There's been, like, people talking about how they want games like Bloodborne to come out with like an easy mode. Just like,
but no, because that's the point of the game.
Like they're the point mad. Of
the Souls games and Bloodborne and stuff is to be a ridiculously hard game. That's the challenge.
Exactly.
That's what makes it being, Bloodborne. That's kind of what makes it fun. It's the challenge of can you beat this crazy hard game?
Yeah, it's they're getting yeah. they're saying that it's like not inclusive or something. It's like this is stupid.
That's thing so I've ever weird.
Heard. Just don't buy the game if you don't want a hard
yeah.
game.
I mean, yeah, that's what the game's made for. It's made to be hard.
I feel like those type of people just jump on the bandwagon. Oh, yeah. This is gonna be an awesome game, yeah. and then they're like, I don't like this game. It's too hard.
Yeah.
Or I don't like the mechanics or this or that. You know.
I mean, it's kind of like Mass Effect 3 has this mode.
Oh, yeah.
Mass Effect is my favorite game series, by the way. I have not played Andromeda. I've heard too many bad things about it. But the original trilogy, Mass Effect 3, has this mode where, like, it's basically made for if you just want a third-person shooter, just go through and shoot stuff. Like, all of the big decisions in the game are made for you. There's not as much talking. It's like, it's an RPG. The point of Mass Effect is to enjoy the story, to, you know, talk to characters and, you know, unlock more of the story and stuff. It's more of that and less shooting, you know. If you want, like, a third-person shooter, don't buy Mass Effect 3.
Play but, Gears, baby. Don't play Gears.
Yeah. Good War is a good thing.
I never played them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see how many different, I guess, types of gamers there are out there, especially with, you know, people wanting an easy mode for Bloodborne yeah. or for Dark Souls.
I think
or, you know,
completely missing the point of the game.
That's, like, the thing with that mode on Mass Effect 3, that's not the point of the game. It's an RPG.
I understand having an assist mode. Yeah, I mean, I understand having, like, an assist mode on Super Mario Odyssey, even though it stamps your game with that assist button.
Yeah. I mean, if the company wants to do it, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's their prerogative, but people don't need to get mad.
Yeah,
I know.
Like,
yeah.
Celeste has an assist mode. I didn't turn it on. I didn't turn it on once. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm a man.
Like, I don't need this.
But I feel like I would be kind of missing, you know, people
You'd be
say,
missing the experience.
Exactly.
That's how I feel.
They want to experience Bloodborne or Dark Souls or Cuphead.
Yeah.
But, like, they want to experience it. But so they want an easy mode because they want to go. But you're not experiencing it.
Yeah, it's like that mode on Mass Effect 3. I don't even remember what it's called. It's been so long since I played it. But, like, you're not experiencing Mass Effect if you make the game all the big decisions for you. The point of the game is to make all these big decisions, and, you know, the decisions that you make throughout all three games affect the ending of the third game.
Exactly.
And you're not getting the full experience of the game if you play on that mode, whatever it's called.
It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, these developers and everybody spent all their time and energy working really hard on these amazing creations for us to entertain ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're just like spitting on that or throwing it out the window. Like, mm-hmm. I know you spent a lot of time, but, you know, that's like people saying, not that they have, but, you know, for example, everybody with the God of War game, that's like saying, can Kratos' son be a daughter instead of a son? Like, I want her to be a girl.
Have people actually been complaining about that with the new God of War?
No, that was...
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I was just bringing it up.
I thought you were being serious. I was like, if I was a developer, I'd be like, go screw yourself. Like,
no, the developer actually cried, like, on a video saying thank you so much to people, you know, and...
I saw that.
He was really... impressed and dumb, like, just shocked by how much positivity is with the game.
I mean, hey,
and whatnot.
Like I said, God of War is one of my favorite game series ever. I'm really looking forward to playing this new one. So
yeah,
I know.
I mean, these are it's their vision.
Yeah,
like, we're,
exactly.
It's like saying, like, hey, can this movie?
Yeah.
Like, can I dumb down this movie, or can I make this movie about something else?
Well, I mean, that has happened, but
yeah.
And it turned into some bad movies.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, don't mess with the game like that.
Not every game is for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna play World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
email Blizzard and ask them to make it a game that I want.
Yeah, and I mean, Blizzard's great. You know, they're usually great to the fans anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I'm sure World of Warcraft is probably a good game, but it's not my type of game.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know? And that's why it's really cool about gaming. But there's some people that just feel they're like I have to play every game, or I'm not like a
yeah.
I'm just like, you don't have to play every game, you know. Yeah. And there's those gamers that like only play, you know, like the Bloodborne and the Dark Souls, and don't play other stuff. And they're like, what do you mean you're playing Splatoon and Mario? Yeah. That's not like, you know, they don't understand it.
Yeah, that's like my brother. Like he pretty much plays Madden and NBA 2K, and then like Call of Duty. So that's like all he plays.
I mean, that's see to me.
I just can't get into sports games.
To me, that's really boring. But to him,
yeah. Oh man, yeah.
Yeah, but to him, but, yeah, he loved playing NBA and Madden.
It's like this, you know, the craze that's going on right now of battle royale games.
Of what? Oh, battle royale games. Yeah,
like Fortnite and PUBG.
Yeah, I haven't played any of those, but. To me, they just don't seem like my type of game. I mean, I might try Fortnite because I heard that it got some things in common with Borderlands, and Borderlands is one of my favorite game series ever.
I mean, it's but, free, so
yeah,
it's free, yeah, and so it's that's fun. One thing.
I might as well try it.
And you know, I being a big Borderlands fan myself, I played Fortnite, but it's definitely like it's something I'll pick up and play. But I don't find myself like I have fun in the moment, but I don't close out the game and think. That was really fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad I played that kind of a thing. And I'm like, why did I just waste, you know, an hour or five? It's usually less than an hour because I die very quickly.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, I'm glad I didn't pay money for this. Because if I would have paid $60 for Fortnite and then it be that, I would not be happy with my purchase.
I mean, that's kind of like the other night Ryan asked if I wanted to play Overwatch. I'm like, no. He's like, why? Because Bloodborne is better. I'm having more fun playing Bloodborne right now.
Like I said, yeah, it's pretty much the same game.
I mean,
the exact same game.
Bloodborne and Overwatch are the exact same game. You heard it from Ryan here, folks.
That's right.
Hey, man, I would love to see.
I mean, you die a lot in both of them, right? They're just similar.
The Last of Us is overrated, and Bloodborne and Overwatch are the same game. Come here for your hot... Oh, my voice is scratched.
People are going to start a freaking riot if they listen to this.
Come here for the hot, hot takes, baby.
Woo!
Ryan is all in for the Bloodborne skins coming to Overwatch soon.
Can Tracer get... I don't want to get too off base here, but can Tracer please get another skin? It's been like a year.
Yes, because all the people that listen to our podcast are... all from Blizzard, and they're definitely listening to all the wonderful words we say about.
Well, I mean,
Overwatch.
This is the the Bloodborne podcast. Y'all wanted to talk about Bloodborne. Maybe we could talk about Overwatch.
Yeah, we could talk about Overwatch in another episode.
Y'all invited me on here to talk about Bloodborne.
To talk about Bloodborne, boy.
I guess.
Oh my gosh, what about the little outfits that you can get? Have you gotten any little outfits?
Hold on, you can cosplay in Bloodborne? There's cosmetics.
The little out.
I'll definitely buy the game.
He's talking about the different armor and stuff that you find. The little outfits.
The little outfits.
I do like outfits
cool,
in games.
I guess.
The little fancy boy outfits.
Oh, yeah. Whenever Ryan was watching me play the other night, I found this armor that came with like a top hat.
He was a fancy boy?
Yeah. Like, man, I look like a boss over here killing some beast.
You just need a cane. You can get that. You get the cane whip.
Oh yeah.
I don't like. I'm
There's a
use
cane
that
whip. That
yeah.
That
one
really
one of the
cool.
weapons is a cane whip. Yeah. Like apparently you can hit people with it cool. as a cane, and then you can turn it into a whip. That's one of the cool things about Bloodborne is the weapons are called trick weapons because they have like two different forms.
Yeah.
Like I'm using what's called the hunter axe. Like. You can have it as a one-handed axe, and then you can extend it to make it a big two-handed axe with longer range. It's really awesome.
Do the bosses also have trick hats, trick weapons? Or
trick hats?
Trick hats. I haven't encountered any bosses that have weapons like this. I don't think
they do. Gascoigne had one.
Hmm?
Gascoigne.
Oh, yeah, the first boss.
Is he the guy in the wheelchair?
The guy in the wheelchair?
No, that's... German.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the NPC and
Don't say anything about spoilers or anything.
Yeah, one of the first bosses in the game, Papa G, as I call him because I can't pronounce his name. But yeah, he's a hunter like you, and so he has his weapon is a hunter axe, and yeah, he can extend his as well to make it into a big two-handed axe.
Yeah, the hunters, the other hunters that you fight in the game have weapons similar to you.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty awesome.
Oh, the game's.
I wish
they're a pain in the butt. they're tough.
They're tough, but they're my favorite fights in the game though. Against other people.
Is there a crafting system where you can craft your own trick weapons?
Well, there's like you can upgrade your weapons and like fortify them with different, you know,
gems.
Yeah, they're called like gems and blood gems and stuff like that. You know, like give them an attack boost. But like I said, I haven't gotten very far into the game, so I don't know what all crafting stuff is available. Ron could probably tell you more. Like,
it's just a bunch of gems and stuff mostly. It's
just a bunch of gems.
Okay.
And then
I guess.
I used the Kirk hammer through most of my playthrough.
The Kirk hammer.
It's a big freaking hammer that, it's a sword that turns into a massive, like, jackhammer.
Ryan told me to buy the Kirk hammer, and, like, I thought it looked really awesome, but then I bought it, and I guess it's just going to take me a while to get used to it, because my first impression of it is it's extremely slow, and I'm getting my butt kicked, because I just feel like it's too, I have a more aggressive play style, you know, and the Kirk hammer is just too slow for me.
You need right to, now. Like, it's a, I think it's kind of a combo-oriented weapon, too.
Like, yeah, like...
You go, like... You, like...
I guess I just have to get used to it, you know, try it out some more.
Just, like, yeah. I think I just like the big, heavy weapons.
Mm-hmm.
The axe is obviously also a heavy weapon. Now, there's this sword in the game called Ludwig's... I think it's Ludwig's Holy Sword.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a big, freaking sword. It's, like...
Oh, cool.
A sword... And then you put it in its sheath, but the sheath is also like a sword.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen stuff like that in videos.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. The trick weapons in the game are pretty cool. I love... it was a cool mechanic that they put in the game, how they have different forms. I don't know if that's in Dark Souls or not. Like I said, I haven't played them.
No, it's not.
In
Dark Souls 3, you have this thing called like stances, where you can change like your stance.
Mm-hmm.
Neo is kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. Neo's not made by From Software, but
yeah.
Let's see. We talked about the graphics. Oh. Like we said, are amazing. We talked about
mm-hmm.
the trick.
I'm on the Bloodborne wiki right now, and there's some really cool looking weapons.
Yeah.
There are some amazing looking weapons. Like the art style is really good.
There's some weapons that I haven't even gotten yet. That you have to get in the DLC. I have the DLC.
Oh man, DLCs. That could be another topic one of these days. I could rant for a while about
fucking
DLCs.
I don't mind.
We're looking at you, EA.
Yeah. I don't really mind DLC though.
It has I don't to be mind good DLC if they're done good. Yeah. Like 2K and Gearbox, the Borderlands DLCs are great. You know, they add more weapons.
The Splatoon 2 DLC is really good too.
Yeah, if you do DLCs right, they're good, but like the loot box crap.
I'd say that's different than DLC, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's maybe a subsection of DLC.
The easiest way I'd describe what are we talking about? Oh my gosh, DLC is with Destiny. It's like, yeah, you bought the game, but you gotta buy the rest of the game too.
That's why I did not buy Destiny 2. I don't think I will.
I mean, they even did that with Destiny 1, which is terrible.
I didn't play Destiny 1 that much.
I played it a good bit.
I played it. Bloodborne is coming.
Really interrupted. I don't know, was I?
Yep.
We're talking about going through what we've talked about so far. Talked about the little clothes. what about the... Not really the lore, but like... just the environment, you know, the city itself and what's going on.
They did a really good job with the setting and stuff, and it's one of those games where it kind of leaves you in the dark a little bit. Like, if you want
to
find out more about the story, you
kind of
have to explore. Yeah, you have to look for it. Like, it's an action RPG. It's not as story-oriented as, like, a JRPG or something. But
you I know, guess technically it is a JRPG, but it is kind of. I guess it's almost like a J.
Well, I mean, it's made by
a Japanese studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's, well, I guess technically, if you want to look at it that way, I guess.
What time period is this set in?
I don't know. It looks like 1800s England.
Yeah, it looks something like that. I mean, you have guns and, I mean, old, like, muskets, like
blunderbusses and stuff.
I'm glad that the game, like, I'm glad you don't actually have to reload your weapons in this game.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I could imagine it would take forever to reload one of those guns, and you're going to get destroyed like while trying to reload a freaking musket or something.
The game setting, though, is perfect, I would say.
Yeah, like, the design of it is good. You know, it looks great. And I just, you know, having this crazy, it's set in this city where, like, you know, for those of you that haven't played it, this city where, like, everyone's kind of gone crazy, it seems like. Like, I don't know too much about the story right now, but people are out on, it's like the night of the hunt or whatever. And
they're, Yarnum is the name of the city.
And your character is an outsider who's not from the city. And so,
you kind of come to the city to get a cure and then end up going on this hunt.
The Wikipedia has a pretty good definition. Stunningly detailed gothic environments, atmospheric lighting, and advanced new online experience showcase the power and prowess of the PlayStation 4 system. It's like, oh, it's like that. That's pretty, it's pretty enticing. Keywords, blood and beast in a gothic setting.
Yeah, it sums it up pretty well.
That pretty much sums it up right there.
So, I feel like this is the game you can just, you can put a little bit of time into, or you can put a ton of time into, and it's definitely for casual people and also super hardcore in-depth people as well.
To some extent, maybe it's for casual. I feel like
the more you play it, the more you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's, like we said earlier, you're going to die a lot. You're going to get a game over.
I feel like casuals...
This is not a game for casual people.
No, I don't think so.
This is a game for quit if you're like casual. any of the games made by the company. What's it called? From Software.
I don't say any of them, but any of the recent games, because they made some other games in the past that weren't.
Any of the Dark Souls games or whatever, like they're made to be challenging. Yeah. If you want a challenge of killing these big, really hard bosses, then this game is for you.
Yeah, if you not for casual gamers. Yeah, I actually don't think it's for casuals. I think they will quit very quickly.
Yeah.
How important are the classes in this game?
They're not very much.
They're not too important. No. I mean, it pretty much decides what your starting stats are.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to be up to your skill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more about your skill in combat than what class you pick.
What do you think the story of the second Bloodborne would be if they make one?
I mean, like I said, I haven't gotten.
Or what would you like to? What would you like to see?
I haven't.
From what you've played so far, what would you like to see in the second Bloodborne?
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want a second one.
I mean, like I said, I haven't gotten very far into this one. I don't know a lot about the story. I don't know how the game ends.
Ending's not going to help you very much with.
I mean, yeah, like, I don't know.
The ending's super weird. But I don't know if I want a second one. I kind of just want them to do kind of what they did when they made Bloodborne, was make something different.
Something different.
Like, let's see, a Dark Souls set in space or something. Like
a Dark Souls set in space.
Yeah. You're just floating through space the whole time.
I would definitely play that.
I think Dark Souls set in space, that sounds pretty awesome. I think if you want a game like that, you should probably play Dead Space.
Dead Space is
probably what you should play.
Dead Space is a pretty good game. But, so at the end of the day, would you recommend this game? Sounds like you would.
I would definitely recommend it. Yeah, I'm glad I bought it from you. Even though I haven't gotten very far into it, it's a really fun game. I'm really enjoying it.
On your personal rating scale, what would you give it?
Probably like I'd probably give it like an 8 out of 10.
I'd give it 9.5.
Okay, wow. Those are big, big numbers to follow.
I can tell that Ryan really liked the game because whenever I first put it into my PS4, it was so scratched up that it wouldn't read the disc.
And
I was like, oh crap. How much has Ryan played this game?
A lot. Like I said,
probably a lot.
Yeah, and then a couple days later, I put the game in again. And once again, I got the disc read error.
Can't read error. Yeah.
I mean, it's got a 92% on Metacritic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very...
It's a great game.
It still holds up. I mean, for it coming out on March 24th, 2015, it still holds up today.
Yeah.
You know, they did a fantastic job with this game.
Oh. Freaking advertisement on this Metacritic website.
Yeah, it's got a 92 on Metacritic, 9.0 user score. It's definitely in my top 10 favorite games, easily. Maybe top 5.
I wouldn't go so far to put it in like my top 5 favorite games, but like I said, I haven't played that much of it yet. Yeah. And you just got to understand how much I love Mass Effect.
A lot.
That's my favorite game series ever.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts is probably my favorite game. I love that series. Game. I don't know.
It's Kingdom Hearts is definitely my favorite game series. Kingdom Hearts, but I'm definitely
I just
got a new topic. We could talk about our favorite game series.
Go ahead. Cool, we could do that, or we could do one on Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. Whenever Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out.
That's also true.
Yeah. Not today, though.
Not today.
No, not today.
I gotta do some homework.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can wrap this up if you guys want. Sucks. I'm sure we.
Yeah, it does. So. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I guess we can wrap it up.
I guess those are our thoughts on Bloodborne coming from a noob who had never played Dark Souls or Bloodborne game.
We rambled a little bit too much, but
yeah,
we tried to keep it on Bloodborne.
So for those of you that have never played Bloodborne, does this make you want to play it? If so, let us know on Twitter.
Yeah, I wish, this is going back just one second, but I wish we put this podcast out a couple months ago because it was actually free on PlayStation Now.
Yeah, and I wish you would have let me know that.
I swear I told you.
Last month, because it was the free game of the month in March on PlayStation Now. I really wish you would have told me that.
I swear I told you.
Well, dang, I totally would have bought.
We could have played it together online. I mean.
Well, for those of you who can go back in time and get it, you should. For those of you who don't have the time stone, then you can probably get it for pretty cheap if you want to pick it up.
Yeah, for those of you that
like
can't.
$20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those of you that can't travel back in time, you can definitely pick this up.
I recommend it, even Jordan.
I mean, it looks pretty awesome.
It is a great game. It is.
And, at the end of the day, I can appreciate hack and slash games.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Definitely. It is. Mm-hmm. It's great. Just try it out, I'd say. Try it out. It's cheap. If you have a PS4 and you haven't played it, just try it out. And then maybe that'll lead you down a hallway or an alley that you didn't think you would like, that type of game.
No. That's true, you know? Mm-hmm. That's gaming's all about trying new experiences, even if you don't know if you
exactly.
you'd like it or not.
If you're scared to try to experience in real life, try to experience in a video game.
That's true.
Because we're
so,
all
as always, guys,
scared of people.
That's true. As always, guys, thank you for listening so much. We honestly didn't think we'd have as this much positive reinforcement with it and whatnot. So we're very grateful for all your listeners out there. Keep listening. Interact with us on Twitter. You're more than welcome to. We're not shy on Twitter. Both of us are on Twitter a pretty good bit. And you can always find the podcast at OneUpMePodcast on Twitter or use the hashtag OneUpMePodcast and interact with us on there.
Yeah, you can find me at Ryan Divisions.
You can find me at Swaylock. Jake, thank you so much
for you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm so,
coming on.
I'm,
do you have a Twitter you could tell people about? Or
no, I'm not like I have a Twitter, but I'm never really on it. But yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of a noob to the game and didn't have too much to offer to the conversation. But
well, Jake, you had more to offer than me, man. I never even played the game.
You haven't even played it.
So. But if anybody wants to ask Jake any questions or anything, you can ask, you know, me and Ryan on social media, and we'll definitely feed those questions to him. And, you know, if you want him back on and you liked him, let us know. You know, feel free to leave us an iTunes review or a comment on SoundCloud or anything, really. I mean, you know, we're just three people that like,
I guess,
playing video games.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. If you ever want to do one of these on, like, Mass Effect, you bet, man, I'm down.
See, I've never played Mass Effect.
You just got to understand how much I love that game. It's definitely my favorite game.
Oh, my gosh.
Or like God of War. Whenever I play God of War, that's another one of my favorite games.
Jake will definitely be on again in the future. Whether it's him talking about some weird Mass Effect or just once he beats
talk about all the awesome alien sex you can have in Mass Effect.
Oh gosh.
We'll have to have you on again.
I'm trying to keep it PG-13, so you can
tell.
He's starting to burst. He wants to say
I'm trying my best to keep it PG-13. I promise, Ryan.
We'll have to have you on again when you are hospitalized for almost committing suicide from playing this game. So
maybe once he beats
maybe it won't come to that.
Oh, we can have him on again.
Hopefully not.
I think that's it, guys. Though, you think that's it, Jordan?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for listening again. You can find us on social media. All the things you need to know are in the description. So, keep on gaming, and as always, play on.
Play on.